Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I see that Byron Cook kept things going until, what, 3, 4 in the morning?
You know, I've heard rumor of that. I'm glad I was tucked away in my bed.
But this is a very controversial issue. This has to do with abortions. And I believe that what happened was they were having a hearing, and he allowed people to come and speak for 3 minutes, and then at midnight he decided, well, y'all are saying the same things. We're tired of hearing folks now, and people got very, very agitated. He called a recess, and at least as best I can tell, they went till almost 4 in the morning. Women talking about abortions and the funding of that, and this is suddenly become a national issue, and Texas is right there in the spotlight.
Absolutely. It's, you know, one of those tough things that, you know, I struggle with as, you know, a very pro-life individual and, you know, our family. But some of these things are hard to figure out how to legislate. I know I watched the beginning of that hearing and, you know, Representative Lomberg and Representative Ferreira spent a large amount of time on the first bill. And I looked up at my chief of staff and I said, this is going to go to the wee hours of the morning, because I know at that point they had 80-something registered folks to testify, and I can only imagine how it grew into the hundreds.
Well, yeah, and so now, basically, just as you probably heard our conversation with the senator, the Senate's business is finished, and now it's the House's job to tackle these situations that are in the special session. And what's your feeling as far as the prognostication of getting that done?
Well, y'all hit on the three parts of the call. So we took care of redistricting yesterday. The Senate and the congressional maps went pretty easy. Obviously, we spent more time debating our own House maps.
Of course.
But the big stick there was up in Dallas area, and I think we resolved some of those issues, and we'll have third reading on those bills this morning, and hopefully we can take care of redistricting. And then Sunday, we will go back in at, I think, around 2 p.m. or so, and we will take up all the pro-life measures that were discussed all the way till this morning. So we'll have a full day Sunday and a full day Monday. I'm hoping that we'll tackle, I'm going to echo Senator Schwertner's measure that, you know, water, school, and transportation were, you know, top three of my issues to get done this session, and I'm going to be hopeful that Monday we do tackle transportation. That'll be a big win.
The redistricting map that was approved out of the House, does it change your district in any way?
No, sir. You know, nobody, they don't realize how blessed I am, and I'm glad nobody wants to take all my good people.
Well, again, it'd be nice if they were a little closer together. There are probably some days when you get to see more of Highway 6 than you want to, but that's part of the job, right?
Well, that ensures that I work hard for transportation, because I beat Highway 6 up every day, and it needs a little love through Robertson Falls and Limestone counties.
You know, I asked the senator, do you feel like there might be a second special session, some of the things that the governor might want to address?
He didn't want to speculate, did he?
No, he didn't. That's why I thought if you wanted to, that'd be okay.
I'm the eternal optimist, but I tell you what, I think we will get to reconvene before the next session for sure. I think we will have a second special.
Heard it here first. All right, I'll tell you what, let's make a plan to talk next Friday, and we'll see how things get taken care of through Tuesday.
I look forward to it, Scott. Have a great week.
Thank you so much.